This is February 18th, 2011, in Prague. So today we're going to talk about how to build... Do you have a microphone? No microphone.
No more mic, but I will just...
So we're going to be talking about how to build a Krishna conscious society.
Takže dnes večer tady budeme mluvit o tom, jak budovat Krišně si vědomou společnost.
So as I'm sure you all know, Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON.
Tak vy určitě všichni víte, jak Srila Prabhupada založil ISKCON.
So far, we've been pretty good at having international Krishna consciousness.
Takže zatím se nám daří mít mezinárodní vědomí Krišny.
And now I think it's time to put in the S.
No, myslím, že už je na čase tam přidat i to S.
You notice? And thunder sound effects. Okay. Don't watch these people. They're not here.
Nedívejte se na ty lidi tam, ty tady nejsou.
So you notice it's not international monastery for Krishna consciousness.
Takže všimněte si, že to není mezinárodní klášter pro vědomí Krišny.
It's a society.
Je to společnost.
You just use the microphone. It's all right. More important, they hear the check.
We got it.
You now have it. Whoa! Look. Oh, right. That's right. No, I'll just hold it. It's okay. So I'd like all of us right now to imagine.
Tak já bych teď ráda, abychom si tady všichni představili.
That the whole world was full of Krishna bhakti.
Že celý svět je plný Krishna bhakti.
That Krishna in his form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna v jeho podobě Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Had actually flooded the world with love of God.
Že už ve skutečnosti zaplavil svět láskou k Bohu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very interesting avatar of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je velice zajímavý avatar Krishna.
He's Krishna wanting to taste what it's like to love Krishna.
Je Krishna, který chce okusit, co to znamená milovat Krishna.
No, we rebellious souls, we come to the material world because we want to be Krishna.
My vzpůrné duše jsme přišli do hmotného světa, protože jsme chtěli být Krishnou.
But Krishna wants to be his own devotee.
A Krishna ale chce být svým oddaným.
And he's having so much fun being his own devotee.
No, velice si to užívá být svým oddaným.
That he wants to share it with everyone.
Až do té míry, že se o to chce dělit se všemi.
When we have something very nice.
Když my máme něco velice pěkného.
We want to share it with everyone we love.
Tak se o to chceme dělit se všemi, koho máme rádi.
And Krishna loves everyone.
No a Krishna má rád všechny.
Surudam sarvabhutanam. He's the best friend of everyone.
On je nejlepší přítel všech.
So he wants to give for free the best thing.
Takže on chce to nejlepší dávat zadarmo.
And that is his mood in this avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To je jeho nálada jakožto avatar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And the scriptures predict then actually the whole world will be filled with love of God.
No, písmo předpovídají, že celý svět bude plný lásky Boha.
At least for a little while.
Aspoň na nějakou chvíli.
Right now on this planet, we're in cosmic winter.
Teď jsme zrovna na této planetě ve vesmírné zimě.
The planet has four cosmic seasons.
Jsou čtyři vesmírná roční období. Čtyři vesmírná období.
And this is called Kali Yuga.
Tohle se nazývá Kali Yuga.
So Kali Yuga is like winter for spiritual life on this planet.
A to je jako zima pro duchovní život na této planetě.
But you know, sometimes in the winter.
Ale někdy taky v zimě.
There's a few warm days. Sometimes the trees get fooled and they put out their flowers.
Někdy stromy začnou rozkvětat dřív.
You can go outside with just little, you know, short sleeve shirts on.
Můžete si vyjít i v tričku na sluníčkovi.
And then winter comes back again.
Ale pak se zase vrátí zima.
So the scriptures say that once in every 1,000 Kali Yugas.
Písma říkají, že jednou za 1,000 Kali Yug.
There's a little springtime.
Je takové trochu jaro.
So Kali Yuga lasts for 432,000 years.
Kali Yuga trvá 432 tisíc let.
We have 427,000 years more to go.
Ještě 427 tisíc let zbývá.
Before it will be cosmic spring.
Ještě nastane to vesmírné jaro.
But there's supposed to be 10,000 years of a little springtime in the middle of winter.
Ale teď by mělo být 10 tisíc let takového malého jara prostřed té zimy.
And that's already started.
A to už začalo.
So I'd like you all to imagine.
Já bych ráda, abyste si všichni představili.
That this springtime, this golden age, is already here.
Že tohleto jaro, ten zlatý věk už je tady.
What would the world be like?
Jak by svět vypadal?
I'm asking you.
Já se vás ptám. Jak by vypadal svět, kdyby už bylo rozkvetlé jaro zlatého věku?
Did you tell them I'm a teacher? So they were warned.
Já jsem vás už varoval, že je to paní učitelka, takže budete zkoušet.
You know, if you just listen, you'll only remember 10%.
Pokud budete jenom poslouchat, tak si budete pamatovat 10%.
If you participate, you can remember 70-80%.
Ale když se budete účastnit, tak si můžete pamatovat 70-80%.
So what do you think?
Takže co myslíte?
It's now the golden age.
Teď je zlatý věk.
What do you see?
I can't imagine.
You can't imagine. Not one thing.
I have no idea how it should look.
Já vůbec nemám nápad, jak to
bude vypadat.
Tak to je pěkný, že jsi tak...
Anybody have some idea?
Everybody's chanting the holy name.
Okay.
Všichni zpívají svaté jméno.
Chanting the holy name, what kind of instruments will they use?
Jaký používají nástroje? Jakýkoliv.
Redangas, guitar.
Kytary, housle.
Someone else said something?
No, me teachers.
No,
zero? Or you think?
Some slight percent.
Možná nějaká trošku procento jedlíku masa ještě.
So lots of prasadam restaurants?
Hodně restaurací, kde se dává prasadam.
Something else?
Less
official.
Knížky Šily Prabhupády jsou v každé rodině.
Prabhupada's books in every house?
V každém domě.
Že už
nikdy
nebudou takový soci.
People are not so selfish anymore. Devotees are running the government.
Oh, so this was my question.
Tohle to byla moje otázka.
You hold that.
To si zapamatuj.
Ne, ještě schovej.
Nebo to si schovej zatím.
Well, that's where we want to go.
Tam jako potom půjdeme později.
What else do we see in the world?
Co ještě jsme viděli ve světě?
A lot of temples.
You can translate.
Spoustu chrámů.
Just like now in so many towns, there's many churches.
Jako je teďka v mnoha městech spousta kostelů.
Just like in Vrindavan, India, there's 5,000 temples in one little town.
V Vrindavanu, malé městečko v Indii, je 5,000 chrámů.
What else would we see?
Co ještě bychom viděli?
So maybe we would see that all of the major festivals of the world were connected with Krishna.
Takže možná všechny ty hlavní festivaly, co na světě probíhají, by byly nějak spojené s Krishnou.
Would the businesses close for Janmashtami?
Business zavřený na Janmashtami.
What about Ekadasi? Would everything close for Ekadasi?
Zavíralo by se na Ekadasi.
Would that be nice? What about in businesses? Would there be businesses?
Teď jaké by byly obchody nebo business?
Will there be shops?
Yeah, but Japa Malas.
Only Japa Malas in shops?
Obchody jenom s korálky na Japu.
Will there be other shops?
Like Lloyd Bazaar?
Like Lloyd Bazaar?
Is there also paraphernalia?
Only?
Everything.
Everything, prasadam, bhoga.
Lloyd Bazaar, they also sell soap and buckets and.
No, Lloyd Bazaar taky prodávají mýdla, kýble.
What else would you see if there was a golden?
A lot of Krishna conscious children.
A lot of Krishna conscious
children.
So nice schools for schools that were also teaching about Krishna. Would there be any doctors?
Doktoři by byli?
Ayurvedic
doktor.
We would not
need to greet each other chow about Haribo.
We would say Haribo. Maybe we'll say Pamho a gusp.
That's
I'm talking
from this one.
Will everybody live in a temple?
Ale žili by všichni v chrámu?
No, na farmách.
And the farm, only farms?
A jenom na farmách.
Will there be cities?
There will be
a
temple in every
house. A temple in every house?
Chrám v každém domu.
Will there be cities?
A byly by města? A velké města?
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Centers of Vedic culture.
Střediska vedské kultury.
I mean, Krishna lived in Dvarka also.
Krishna taky žil ve Dvárce.
There was Hastinapura, there was Dvarka.
Bylo města jako Hastinapura, Dvarka.
Will there be museums?
Bylo by muzea? Yeah.
Parks?
A parky?
Playgrounds for children?
A hřiště pro děti?
Will there be roads?
A cesty?
Will there be a water supply?
A nějaká jako vodní systém, dodávky vody?
Universities for education.
Oh, will there be universities?
University maybe.
Will there be university?
Will there be
Krishna conscious teachers.
Philosophy and Vastu.
So they'll be studying Vastu and Vedic philosophy. Okay.
Vastu, vedskou filozofii. Okay.
All right, now someone said devotees will be running the government.
Tady někdo říkal, jak by oddaní byli ve vládě. Jak by vedli vládu. Co jsem to předložil.
So we would have everybody on the planet be a strict devotee?
No. By každý na planetě striktní vedaní?
No.
To asi ne.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. All right. Let's think about how we're going to get there from where we are now.
No, teď jak se k tomu dopracovat od toho místa, kde jsme teď.
So I'm also going to ask, this is a very difficult question.
A to je velice těžká otázka, já se taky budu ptát.
And I don't know the answer.
Já tu odpověď neznám.
But I think we should think about it.
A myslím, že bychom o tom měli přemýšlet.
Because guess who's starting to build that society?
Takže představte si, že byste začínali budovat takovou společnost.
You are.
To jste vy, kdo to.
And you are.
Vy a vy.
And you are.
Ty a ty.
And I am.
A já taky.
All of us.
My všichni.
So let's say in that society, what is ISKCON?
A teď v téhle společnosti, co je ISKCON?
There's no right answer. I don't know the answer.
Já neznám jako správnou odpověď.
But I think we should think about it.
Ale já myslím, že bychom tam měli přemýšlet.
Any ideas? What will ISKCON be?
Tak máte nápad, co by v tom ISKCON za roli?
What could it be?
Spiritual leadership?
Hmm? Spiritual leadership? What would that mean exactly?
Duchovní vedení, co by to mělo znamenat?
Okay. Describe the Brahmanas or the persons who have spiritual knowledge, they guide and give the direction to the others.
Že ti, kdo mají duchovní poznání, vedou druhé, dávají jim poznání.
Can you tell me really what would ISKCON mean though? Would it mean that ISKCON is made up of professors and priests and philosophers?
Takže to znamená, ISKCON tvoří profesoři, kněží a filozofové?
Doesn't matter if you are professors or the academics, but if the people see that we are living what we are teaching, then they will naturally take guidance from such a person. And Prabhupada, what I know, he wanted such a kind of devotees in his school.
Možná nemusíme být akademici, ale pokud lidi uvidí, že žijeme to, co kážeme, tak potom přijmou naše vedení. Já myslím, že Prabhupada chtěl něco takového členů ISKCON.
So I've been thinking a lot about this question.
Já jsem o této otázce hodně přemýšlel.
By the way, I'm a professor at Bhaktivedanta College in Radadesh.
Mimochodem jsem taky profesorkou na Bhaktivedanta College v Radadeshi.
I teach ISKCON history.
Já učím historii ISKCON.
And I teach the sociology of ISKCON.
A sociologii ISKCON.
And sociology of religions.
Sociologii náboženství.
So we've been talking about this.
Jsme o tom mluvili.
Because if we're going to start planning a society, it's good to have some vision of where we're going.
Pokud chceme budovat společnost, je dobré mít vizi, kam vlastně jdeme.
So we talked about, well, one possibility would be ISKCON could be the world government.
Tak jednu možnost jsme uvažovali, že by byl ISKCON světovou vládou.
What do you think of that idea?
Co si myslíte o takovém nápadu?
Everyone's just like. I asked some people on the GBC.
Jsem se ptal nějakých lidí z GBC.
I said, would the GBC chairman become the world emperor?
Stal by se jako předseda GBC světovým vládcem?
And they all said no. So then I'm wondering, well, would we become the world church? Just like in medieval Europe.
Jako ve středověké Evropě.
The Catholic Church was the church.
Katolíci byla jako ta jediná pravá církev.
And when you were born into a country, you were immediately a member of the Catholic Church.
Jak se někdo narodil v takové zemi, tak se stalo okamžitě katolíkem.
Will ISKCON be one of the spiritual organizations in the world?
By to byla jedna z duchovních organizací na světě.
Will everything be run by temple presidents and GBC?
Přijdeli by všechno temple prezidenti a GBC?
Are they going to be the mayors of every town and village? Mayor, like the political leader.
Mayor,
yeah, M-A-Y-O-R.
Že by byli starostové každého města, každé vesnice.
Any thoughts?
Should be separate. Because there's idea of Vanashram and Dharma, and there are Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, it can be together. Brahmanas cannot run the state.
Okay, so you're saying that ISKCON is a Brahminical organization.
Well, ISKCON is a Brahmanskou organizacijou.
Not sure.
Sure, there are Brahmanas.
Okay.
Určitě nějací Brahmanové se tady najdou.
So I would like to make a suggestion. that this show is being run by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the general. And we're just, at least for me, I'm just a little foot soldier. So the little foot soldier doesn't see the whole battle plan. They do their role. And they let the generals plan the battle. But I am seeing that Mahaprabhu is starting to build a society. Just like, and who is here has been to Chaupati? Anybody here been to
Chaupati?
So there they have a Bhaktivedanta hospital. Now it's very interesting because Srila Prabhupada didn't want ISKCON to build hospitals. But there were devotees preaching in the medical colleges. So many doctors became devotees. And then they said, we would like to have prasadam where we work. So some of the doctors got together, devotee doctors, and they opened a clinic where they made prasadam. And then they started playing Prabhupada chanting over the speaker system. And then one wealthy devotee said, we can make this bigger. So they built a whole hospital. And you walk in the front door and there's Srila
Prabhupada.
And in your room, you can listen to Prabhupada's lectures or Prabhupada's kirtans. And they have Ayurvedic department and allopathic department. And of course, everything is prasadam. They have a little temple with Jagannath deities. And Jagannath comes on a cart every day.
Každý den.
And has a Rath Yatra through the hospital to visit all the patients. And then there are devotees who give spiritual counseling.
Jsou tam oddaní, kteří dávají duchovní poradenství.
So many patients have become devotees.
Takže z mnoha pacientů se stávají oddaní.
And many doctors and nurses also became devotees.
Mnoho doktorů a sester se taky stalo oddaní.
And the devotee doctors got to work in a devotional atmosphere. So when I visited there, I'm thinking, this is a beginning of a society. Or just like now in London. We have now two schools and we're going to be opening a third. But the government is funding.
Vláda to sponzoruje.
So now we're setting up a system.
Tak se vládíme systém.
You can go to school in Radadesh in the college.
Můžete jít na tu vysokou školu v Radadeshi.
And you have devotee teachers.
A jsou oddaní učitelé.
And you study the Vedas.
Studujete Vedy.
And you get an accredited degree.
A získáte diplom, jste uznávaný titul.
In education or in theology. And then you can work in the devotee schools in London. And the government is paying.
Vláda to platí.
And then you become an accredited teacher.
A jste akreditovaný učitel.
And you have a career in Krishna consciousness.
A můžete mít kariéru ve vědomí Krishna.
So this I see also as the beginning of a society.
To taky vidím jako začátek společnosti.
So we have the Chaitanya tree.
A máme Chaitanya strom.
As described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
O kterém se píše v Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And it has two main branches.
To má dvě hlavní větve.
Who are the two branches?
To jsou ty dvě větve.
Yes. Advaita and Nityananda. Which of these main branches are we connected with?
A se kterou z těch větví jsme my spojili?
Do you know how? How we're connected with Nityananda?
Víte, jak jsme spojeni s Nityanandou?
Yes, who's that? Yes, through Janava Mata. How through Janava Mata?
A jakým způsobem skrze Janava Mata? She was organizing this, that Keturi.
But how ISKCON? How are we connected?
Like your kids.
But also, if you look at Bhakti Vinod's Diksha line, goes up to Janava Mata. So we're one of the branches. Now, but we want to have leaves on the tree.
No, my jsme rádi na tom stromě měli listy.
We don't want a dead tree.
Nechceme mrtvý strom.
So if we're going to have leaves on our tree,
I'm sorry. Bychom mohli mít listy na
stromě. I wasn't have that my back to the deity, so it's really I'm stuck. I'm so sorry. I had to have my back to you or my back to the deity.
Musím se zastavit zády k božstvu.
So if you want to grow a healthy branch,
když chcete, aby rostla zdravá větev,
this is our branch.
Tohle je ta naše větev.
And we want to have leaves on it.
Chcete na ní listy.
So we want to train the members how to start a society.
Takže chceme trénovat členy, jak budovat, zakládat společnost.
So ideally, this happens when you are a child.
Tak ideálně se to dělá, když je člověk dítě.
You go to the Gurukul and you're a brahmachari.
Chodíte jako brahmachari do Gurukuli.
In 1976 in Mumbai, Srila Prabhupada was talking about Gurukula.
In 1976, Prabhupada in Mumbai was talking about Gurukula.
And also about a Brahmachari ashram.
Okay, Brahmachari ashram.
And he was going back and forth between the two. So I can understand that Prabhupada established the Brahmachari ashrams to be Gurukulas for adults.
Já jsem pochopil, že Prabhupada zakládal brahmačary ashramy jako gurukuly pro dospělé.
Because most of us didn't get this training when we were children.
Většinou z nás nedostala ten trénink jako dítě.
But you live in an ashram. Don't have very many personal possessions.
Bez nějakého osobního vlastnictví velké.
And you might be surprised what Prabhupada says in the second canto. He says Gurukula is for giving specific training for a livelihood.
Gurukula dává zvláštní trénink pro vydělávání živobytí.
He said in the Brahmachari ashram, which meant both for adults in the temple and for the children.
Brahmachari ashramu, který je pro dospělé v chrámu i pro děti v Gurukule.
Said all the devotees should be daksha or expert.
Daksha neboli experti, prostě schopní.
He said they should all know something of everything and everything of something.
Že by měli vědět něco o všem a o něčem všechno.
Because then what do you do when you're finished in the Brahmachari ashram?
Co udělat, co budete dělat, když skončíte v tom Brahmachari ashram?
Take the Grihastha ashram.
Přijdete do Grihastha ashram.
There's a progression of independence.
Je to takový vývoj samostatnosti.
Independence from material conditioning ultimately.
Nezávislosti nakonec to znamená od hmotného podmínění.
An increased dependence on Krishna.
A rostoucí závislost na Krishna.
Prabhupada talks about how the brahmachari is fully dependent.
Prabhupada říká, brahmachari je plně závislý.
Grihastha has their own place, their own money, their own livelihood.
Grihastha má už svoje bydlení, svoje peníze, svoje živobytí.
Prabhupada talks about how vanaprastha is to becoming more independent of society.
Prabhupada říká, vanaprastha už je zase víc nezávislý na společnosti.
And the sannyasi is the most independent.
Sannyasi je nejnezávislejší.
Completely free and fearless.
Ten je volný a bez strachu.
So the Brahmachari ashram is for training how to be independent and have your own livelihood.
Brahmachari ashram znamená trénink, jak být nezávislý a mít vlastní život.
Because the varnas are only exhibited in the grihastha ashram.
Varny jsou projevené jenom v grihastha ashram.
Varna means how you get your income.
Varna znamená, jak si scháníte příjem.
The brahmacharis, vanaprastha, sannyasis, they're not getting any income.
Brahmacharis, vanaprastha, sannyasis nemají žádný příjem.
They don't have a livelihood.
Nemají živobytí.
They've renounced livelihood.
Se to zříkají.
I mean, even in ordinary modern society, students do not work, they just go to school.
Společnosti studenti nepracují, ale jenom chodí do školy.
And people, when they're older, they retire from work.
A zase lidi potom ve stáří jdou do důchodu.
So who's going to build the society?
Tak kdo může budovat tu společnost?
It's in the grihastha ashram.
Grihastha ashram.
Where we will have everything connected with Krishna.
Kde bychom měli všechny spojené s Krishnou.
And one is supposed to get this training, how to do that?
No, takový trénink by měl člověk dostávat, jak tohle to udělat.
And then Prabhupada said we should become independently thoughtful.
Prabhupada říkal, že bychom měli být nezávislí nebo samostatně přemýšliví.
And engage in service that's individual, spontaneous and voluntary.
A dělat službu, která je individuální, spontánní a dobrovolná.
That we should be racking our brains. How can I fulfill Mahaprabhu's mission?
Měli bychom si namáhat mozek s plánováním, jak naplnit Mahaprabhuovou vizi.
Prabhupada said, one of my favorite quotes, he said, everyone has some extraordinary talent.
Jeden z mých oblíbených citátů od Prabhupády, že říkal, každý má nějaký neobyčejný talent.
Are there any adults stuck out there with the children? Because I don't mind the children. Because another 40-50 years I'm going to be one of those children. I don't mind. So Prabhupada said everyone has some extraordinary talent. And to use your extraordinary talent for Krishna means successful life. So especially in the grihastha ashram, we're using our propensities and our nature in Krishna's service. That's one of the benefits of the
grihastha.
There's a much wider scope of what you can do for
Krishna.
So this is how we're going to form a society. Prabhupada says Krishna is not narrow or stereotyped. And there may be many things they're not appropriate to be done by a temple, by brahmacharis, by vanaprastas, by sannyasis.
Hodně věcí možná není dobré, když dělají brahmachari, vanaprastové, sannyasi, někdo v chrámu.
Just like we're talking about government.
Když jsme mluvili o vládě.
When Priyavrata was asked to become the king.
Když Priyavratu žádali, aby se stal králem.
He says that I must enter the grihastha ashram.
Říkal, tak to musím do grihastha ashram.
I cannot be a brahmachari king.
Nemůžu být král jako brahmachari.
I mean, of course, Bhishma did that sort of.
Bhishma něco takového sice dělal.
But that was very unusual.
To bylo hodně neobvyklé.
Everybody was saying, oh, it's terrible.
Říkali, to je hrozně.
Actually, Bhishma means terrible.
Bhishma znamená hrozně.
But so this is what we need to do.
Takže tohle to potřebujeme dělat. dělat.
We may not know exactly how Mahaprabhu's vision is going to unfold.
No, nevíme přesně, jak se rozvine Mahaprabhuova vize.
But at least we can do our part.
Ale my aspoň můžeme hrát svou roli.
Think, how can I build a society?
Přemýšlet, jak můžu budovat společnost.
What talent has Krishna given me?
Jaké talenty mě Krishna dal?
What do I love to do?
Co rád dělám?
And how can I do that to bring the golden age of bhakti?
A jak to můžu dělat, abych přivodil zlatý věk bhakti?
How can I help create a society where people realize that everything is connected to Krishna?
Jak můžu budovat společnost, kde si lidi budou uvědomovat, že všechno je spojené s Krishnou?
Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakti murtina matstani sarvabhutani nataham teshvastita. He said, I'm everywhere, but I'm not seen.
Krishna říká, já jsem všude, ale nejsem vidět.
We want him to be seen.
My chceme, aby byl vidět.
So thinking about the part we're going to play in a society, we can think, what kind of things do I want, do I like to take care of?
Můžeme přemýšlet, o co jako bych se chtěl starat.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to write in Czech.
Tady poznání je ten největší kruh lidí, ten menší. Jsou přírodní zdroje, zvířata. Umění.
Přemysla.
What do we want to take care of for Krishna?
Takže o co by bychom se chtěli starat pro Krishna?
In what field do we want to show how Krishna is connected with everything?
Na kterém poli chceme ukázat, jak je Krishna spojený se vším?
Do we like to protect knowledge?
Rádi jsme chránili poznání.
Do we want to take care of knowledge?
Chceme se starat o poznání.
Keep it pure.
Udržovat ho čisté.
Connect all branches of knowledge with Krishna.
A spojovat všechny odvětví poznání s Krishnou.
Prabhupada has a wonderful purport in the first canto.
Where
he says chemistry, psychology, lists all these different fields of knowledge, when connected with Krishna, are actually Hari Kirtan.
Říkám, tam je všechny ty vědecké obory, chemie a fyzika, jsou spojené s Krišnou, tak je to ve skutečnosti Hari Kirtan.
Or do we want to take care of people?
Nebo se chceme starat o lidi?
Do we want to make sure that people have nice places to live?
Aby měli dobré místo, kde můžou žít?
Honest occupations.
Poctivá zaměstnání.
Good medical care, good education.
A dobré lékařské zaopatření, vzdělání.
Make sure that people have facility to know about Krishna.
Aby lidi měli možnosti, jak znát Krishnu.
That there's peace and order in society.
Aby ve společnosti mír a řád, pořádek.
Or do we really, are we really concerned about natural resources and animals?
Nebo se chceme starat o zvířata a přírodní zdroje.
Do we want to protect the earth and the land and the water and the air?
Ochraňovat zemi a půdu a vodu a vzduch.
Or are we interested in protecting the arts and the skills?
Nebo nás zajímá, jak ochraňovat umění a řemesla.
When we were walking today in Prague. We were walking in Prague today. And we saw some of the traditional skills in the shops. The embroidery and the lace work and the jewelry.
Různé ty krajky a nějaké ty jemné zlatnické práce a klenoty.
So mostly in the world this is being lost.
Většině světa se tohle ztratilo.
Everything's being made by machine.
To se dělá strojem.
And the arts and the skills are being used to pull people away from Krishna.
No, umění a řemesla se používá k odvádění lidí od Krishna.
So do we want to protect those?
Chceme ochránit tohle.
And we can see what area of society do we want to take care of.
Že se můžeme podívat, kterou oblast společnosti bychom se chtěli starat.
What inspires us?
Co nás inspiruje?
Do we want to take care of the earth is Krishna's wife.
se chceme starat o zemi, to je Krishnova manželka.
And maybe we want to take care of Krishna's animals.
Možná o Krishnova zvířata se chceme starat.
And to really be meditating and praying and consulting with our higher authorities.
Meditovat, modlit se a radit se s našimi autoritami.
Where can I fit into this program?
Kam já zapadnu v tomto programu?
So this is how I see we can build a society.
Takhle já vidím, že bychom mohli budovat společnost.
Of course, we're not just interested in a society where we can easily get prasadam.
Jsme zajímáme jako společnost, kde bychom jenom snadno přišli k prasadam.
And the movies are about Ramayana and Mahabharat.
Byly jenom filmy o Mahabharata a Ramayana.
And there is pictures of Krishna on display.
Všude ukázané obrazy Krishny.
Instead of some movie star.
Místo nějaké filmové hvězdy.
Really, the purpose of a society.
To je účelem společnosti.
Is to get Krishna consciousness.
Aby bylo možné získat vědomí Krishny.
The problem is that to become Krishna conscious without a society is very difficult.
A je velice těžké být si dospět vědomí Krishny bez společnosti.
But our point is to fall in love with Krishna.
Nám jde o to zamilovat se do Krishny.
Not just to study Ayurveda and Vastu.
Nejenom studovat Ayurvedu a Vastu.
And have some beautiful parks where the children can climb on a statue of Aghasura. But so we have the structure in place.
Abychom měli strukturu na svém místě.
That we actually fall in love with Krishna.
Aby to vedlo k tomu, že se zamilujeme do Krishny.
Because of course that's the essence of Mahaprabhu's movement.
To je podstata Mahaprabhuova hnutí.
To regain our spiritual identity.
Zase získat svou duchovní totožnost.
And as Prabhupada says in the purport of one song, to rejoin the pleasure dance of Radha and Krishna.
Zase se připojit k tomu radostnému tanci s Krishnou.
Which he said is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Protože to je účel hnutí pro vědomí Krishna.
So even without a society we can fall in love with Krishna.
Takže bez společnosti se můžeme zamilovat do Krishna.
Bhakti is not dependent on anything other than bhakti.
Bhakti nezávisí na ničem jiném než na bhakti.
But wouldn't it be nice to have a society that supported bhakti?
Nebylo by pěkné mít společnost, která podporuje bhakti.
It would make it so much easier.
Aby to bylo mnohem snadnější.
And it would make what is already natural easy to see that it's natural.
A co je přirozené, by potom bylo možné, nebo by bylo snadné vidět jako přirozené.
So as I said, Mahaprabhu already has his plan.
Tak jsem říkal, Mahaprabhu už má svůj plán.
It is a question of making ourselves available.
Teď je otázka, abychom my se dali k dispozici.
And not thinking in a narrow or stereotyped way.
A neuvažovali jenom nějakým úzkoprsým stereotypním způsobem.
So, we want some discussion.
Tak budeme nějak diskutovat.
Did I scare you?
Se vás vystrašila?
I'm not scared.
Nenahaním hru.
Yes,
kdo to dá všechny ty prostředky k budování společnosti?
Just make yourself available.
Jenom bychom se měli dát k dispozici.
Just be willing.
Buďte ochotní.
Take some risks.
Přijmout nějaká rizika.
Prabhupada said that just by Harinam Sankirtan, we will bring out Brahmins and Kshatriyas.
Prabhupada říkal, že jenom Harinam Sankirtanem vytáhneme vlastně Brahmany a Kshatriy.
I personally concluded that the main people were missing are Kshatriyas.
A já osobně mám ten závěr, že hlavní, kdo nám chybí, jsou Kshatriyové.
We have them.
My je máme.
We must have them.
Musíme.
But we haven't woken them up yet.
A nějak jsme ještě neprobudili.
We haven't given them their place in the bhakti movement generally.
Většinou jsme jim nedali místo v bhaktické.
That's because we don't understand what they do.
To my nechápem, co oni dělají.
We think they just go around with swords.
Myslím, že jenom chodí a točí mečem.
But they do social welfare work.
Dělají jako společensky prospěšnou práci.
Kshatriyas collect wealth.
Kshatriyové hromadí bohatství.
They don't make wealth.
Oni ho nevytvářejí.
They collect it.
Jo, prostě střádají.
And they redistribute it.
Vybírají a potom zase rozdávají.
For public welfare.
Pro blaho veřejnosti.
So we have members like that.
My máme takové členy.
But we haven't quite fit them in yet.
A nějak ještě jsme nezaštěli, aby do toho zapadali do naší společnosti.
But you think of it, I think of it like a big puzzle.
Tak já o tom myslím jako velké pucle.
Just, we need to find our part and get in the right place.
No, musíme najít svůj kousek a rádu na správné místo.
I don't really have to worry about all the other parts.
Nemusím až tak si dělat starosti o ty ostatní část.
Hard enough worrying about my part. I'll let the puzzle master worry about the whole picture.
S tím celým obrázkem on si dělá starosti, tomu to skládá.
But at least we can start meditating and meditating on the role of kshatriyas.
Mohli jsme začít aspoň meditovat o roli kshatriy.
And encouraging people who have that nature.
Pozbuzovat lidi, kteří mají takovou povahu.
You know, in the beginning of ISKCON,
na počátcích ISKCONu,
we activated people with brahminical nature and shudra nature.
Jsme aktivovali lidi s brahmanskou a šudrovskou povahu.
You know, we said, yes, you can use your nature in bhakti.
Můžete používat svou povahu v bhakti.
And you can use your nature in the mission.
A používat ji v misi.
And we had to have shudras.
Potřebovali jsme šudry.
I know one temple where there's no shudras.
Znám jeden chrám, kde nejsou žádní šudry.
And the building's always falling apart.
Ten barák se rozpadá.
And the plumbing doesn't work.
Nebudou tam zástrčky.
So that we understood from the beginning.
Takže to nám bylo jasné hned od začátku.
But for a long time, we didn't think you could really be a Vaishya devotee.
A dlouho jsme nedovedli představit, že by někdo mohl být oddaný Vaishya.
I mean, if you wanted to take care of cows, that was okay.
Možná, pokud se někdo chtěl starat o krávy, tak to bylo v pořádku.
But if you liked money, you were in Maya.
A pokud někdo měl rád peníze, tak byl v Maji.
And then sometime in the 90s.
Pak někdy v 90. letech.
We really needed money.
Potřebovali peníze.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Konec 80. začátek.
And all of a sudden we liked Vaishyas.
Najednou se nám jsme začali mít rádi.
We said, oh yeah, you're a devotee too.
Ty jsi taky oddaný, jsme začali říkat.
And you have a place in the mission.
A ty máš taky svoje místo v misi.
But we haven't done that yet with kshatriyas.
Ale s kshatriyy jsme to ještě neudělali.
So we still saying to the kshatriyas, you're in Maya.
Kshatriyům právě ještě říkáme, ty jsi v Maji.
Why do you want to do social welfare work?
Proč chceš dělat nějakou společenský prospěšnou činnost?
That's what kshatriyas do.
To dělají kshatriyové.
So I see that's one of the keys.
To vidím jako jeden z klíčů.
To make it socially acceptable to be a kshatriya.
Dělat to společensky přijatelný, když je někdo kshatriya.
Right now, most of our kshatriyas, they're working a little outside of ISKCON.
Teď většina naši kshatriyů pracuje trochu mimo ISKCON.
They're running big charity projects.
A mají nějaké velké charity, jako své zprávy.
Where they're building schools and hospitals.
Staví školy a nemocnice.
Some of them are temple presidents.
Někteří jsou temple prezidenti.
Some of them try to pretend to be Brahmins or
Vaishyas.
And some of them are just frustrated. And they fight on the internet. Also, Kshatriyas are really interested in ethics and morality.
Kshatriya taky zajímá etika, morálka.
Brahmins are really interested in liberation.
Brahmany zajímá osvobození.
And Brahmins are really forgiving.
Brahmanové jsou odpouštějící.
They're not so interested in justice.
Tolik nezajímá spravedlnost.
I mean, they want there to be justice in society.
Chtějí, aby byla spravedlnost ve společnosti.
But they're not going to personally do that.
Ale sami to nebudou zařizovat.
And they're not even so interested in ethics and morality.
Ani je tolik nezajímá etika, morálka.
Again, they want it in society.
Chtějí, aby to bylo ve společnosti.
But they're not going to do it.
Ale oni se to nebudou dělat.
And they're also not so interested in taking care of people.
Ani je tolik nezajímá starat se o lidi.
I mean, they may be counselors.
Možná jako poradci.
But they're not going to really get out there and make sure there's a care system.
Ale nebudou se starat, jestli je nějaký systém, jak s péče o ostatní.
So what are we missing?
Co nám chybí?
We're missing systems to take care of devotees.
Systém, jak se starat o oddané.
Is that correct?
Je to tak?
Yes?
Yes.
We're missing people to make schools and communities.
By nám lidi, kteří by vedli školy a komunity.
And I hate to say this, are we missing some morals and ethics?
Yes.
Are we missing a good justice system?
Spravedlný system?
Do we tend to just forgive people instead of having a justice system?
Máme tu tendenci spíš lidem odpouštět, než se starat o tu spravedlnost.
Have you noticed this?
Všimli jste si to?
We don't have kshatriyas.
The
kshatriyas are missing.
Máme kshatriye.
And the people who are really care about these things,
kdo se opravdu o tyhle věci stará,
the people who want justice and ethics and care,
kdo chtějí spravedlnost a etiku a péči,
some of them are very frustrated. And they're just, you know, writing papers and sending emails and yelling at everybody. But we haven't given them a place. We haven't given them permission. So that's also something we can do.
To je taky něco, co můžeme dělat.
Make it be socially okay to be a kshatriya.
Dělat to společensky přijatelné.
It doesn't mean you carry a gun.
Neznamená, že sami to musíte.
Ne, že nemáš, že máš pistoli.
You don't have to carry. It doesn't mean you're carrying a weapon.
Nemusíš sebou nosit zbraně.
Just like the kshatriya is like the big father of the whole society.
Někdy je kshatriya jako velký táta celé společnosti.
So a husband father, he defends his family if necessary.
Tak takový táta jako manžel brání svou rodinu, když je potřeba.
But generally he's not doing that.
Ale většinou to nedělá.
He only does that if there's a threat.
Jenom když přijde nějaká hrozba.
Mostly he's taking care of.
Většinou se je postará.
He's protecting.
On se stará, chrání.
He's providing.
A zaopatřuje.
So we need to encourage people who would like that. Does that make sense? So those two things. First of all, Mahaprabhu is going to build the society. And he's going to do it. It's, you know, do I get to have fun or not? Fun. Everything Mahaprabhu does is fun.
Jo, pro něj je to legrace, prostě.
It's all lila.
Všechno je zábava. Jen.
Do I get to be in the lila or not?
Tak jako jestli já budu v té zábavě nebo ne?
Do I want to be in the adventure or not?
Chci se zapojit do toho dobrodružství nebo ne?
It's a ride.
To je prostě taková cesta, prostě výlet.
Je to
jízda.
Do you want to go for the ride or not?
Chcete se projet nebo ne?
So I'd say two things.
Takže dvě věci.
Encourage right now, at least, we need to make it socially acceptable to be a kshatriya.
Takže teď právě potřebujeme, aby bylo společensky přijatelné, že někde je kshatriya.
We need to give them a place.
Dát jim nějaké místo.
And then I have to find my place.
A pak musím najít svoje místo.
And get in it.
A zapojit se do ní.
And use the talents and nature that Krishna's given me to help form a society.
Používat ten talent, to, co mám od Krishny, je budování společnosti.
And I don't have to worry, how do I fit into the whole picture?
No, nemusím si dělat starosti, jak zapadám do celého obrázku.
That's his problem.
To už je jeho problém.
Is that all right?
Je to tak v pořádku?
Thank you. Yes?
I agree that everybody should find his place. Gauranga's plan and try to use his talents and everything, but is it really possible to like make it speed up the process? Because it seems that when the need is strong enough, then the situation also changes. Like you said before that the Vaishyas are needed, so maybe can okay, you are also like just a little wondering.
Can you say that in Czech?
Asi, jo, jsem říkala, že jako plně souhlasím s tím, že každý by se měl najít jako svoje místo v tom Gaurangově plánu a používat svoje talenty a tak, a, ale že mám jako trochu pochybnost, jestli, vůbec, jestli můžeme opravdu jako zrychlit jako ten proces to, té, jako, těch křatých a tak, že většinou to vidím, že to je tak, že když je ta potřeba dost silná, takže se ta situace změní. Jako podle.
So what are you suggesting?
Well, I think that the individual endeavor, like on Krishna consciousness and own place, is like makes it is what we can do, and then like gradually when time comes and the need is strong enough, then.
Yes. Čili, thank you.
Co můžeme dělat, je to práce individuální na sobě a potom, co se týče těch větších věcí, když bude zralá doba, tak to prostě nastane. Takže to kšátrivé se
zvíří. I think so.
Yes, thank
you. Já si myslím, tak
thank
děkuju.
You. Anything else? Yes.
I have a question. Can you go to the point of coming of the golden age and the place of Iskon in all the society and the point, his point of that what should be ISKCON and Varnashram Dharma like this, and I was thinking what is the place, and because you made the point that not all the people will be pure devotees or 100% devotees.
Probably.
Where is the place of other spiritual societies?
Can you say that in Czech?
In that picture. Otázka byla, že když se vrátíme zpátky do tom, jak jsme vyprávili o zlatém věku a o místu ISKCON a ještě probu, jak dělal to, ten bod o tom, že možná ISKCON by byla ta duchovní instituce a by byla ještě Varnashrama Dharma. A potom máte, že vyprávilo o tom, že možná ne všichni lidi jako ve společnosti by byli čistě oddaní, tak kde je potom místo všech jako dalších duchovních institucí jakoby v tom celém obrázku, který
I don't know. And I've decided that understanding what we don't know is very liberating.
Pochopení, že něco nevím, je velice osvobozující.
If we pretend to know something that we don't know, we're not able to see things clearly.
Pokud předstíráme o něčem, co nevíme, že to víme, tak pak nevidíme věci jasně.
You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada talks about ISKCON as a branch of the Chaitanya tree. I was just reading this section. And Prabhupada is saying, ISKCON is a branch too.
ISKCON je taky jedna z větví.
We're also bona fide.
My jsme jako pravá větví.
Prabhupada wanted the other branches of the Chaitanya tree to recognize that you could be a follower of Mahaprabhu without being born in India.
Prabhupada chtěl, aby ty ostatní větve Chaitanyova stromu uznali, že někdo může být následovníkem Prabhupada Mahaprabhu, aniž by se narodil v Indii.
I mean, at least right now, ISKCON is at least the biggest.
No, ale teď právě je ISKCON jako největší.
We're the most prominent.
Nejvýznamnější.
When Prabhupada wrote those words, he wanted the other branches to recognize ISKCON.
Když Prabhupada tohle dopsal, tak chtěl, aby ostatní větve uznali ISKCON.
Now many of the other branches want ISKCON to recognize them.
Teď zase mnoho těch jiných větví chce, aby ISKCON uznali je.
I've seen this directly.
Tohle to jsem přímo viděl.
But how things will move on, I don't know.
jak se to bude vyvíjet, já nevím.
And I think it's very healthy to say I don't know.
A myslím, že je to zdravý říct, já.
Because if we think I absolutely know it's going to be like this.
Když si myslíme, no já to vím absolutně přesně, to bude takhle.
Then we're not able to respond to how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada want to use us in their service.
Pokud nebudeme schopni reagovat přiměřeně na to, jak nás Mahaprabhu a Prabhupada chtějí použít ve své stýpě.
I mean, that even happened with Prabhupada's preaching.
To se dělo i s Prabhupádovým kázáním.
You know, some of, not saying all, but some of the members of the Gaudiya Math, they didn't actually believe that it would go to every town and village.
Neříkám, že všichni, ale byli tací v Gaudiya Mathu, kteří nevěřili, že by to mohlo jít do každého města a vesnice.
They had a certain narrow kind of thinking.
Že měli trošku takové omezené uvažování.
So when Prabhupada actually took the Maha Mantra all over the world, they didn't accept it.
Prabhupada skutečně rozvést Maha Mantru do celého světa, tak oni to nechtěli přijmout.
Eventually they accepted.
Nakonec to přijmou.
And then they wanted, if you've been to India, who here has been to India?
Kdo tady byl už v Indii?
So you see sometimes someone on a bicycle, they hold on to the car.
Když vidíte někoho na kole, kdo se drží auta.
So eventually they wanted to all hold on to the car.
Nakonec se chtěli chytit toho auta.
But at first they couldn't see because they had a blinders on.
A nejdřív to neviděli, protože měli pásku přes oči.
So we also have to be careful that we don't have blinders on.
Musím dávat pozor, abychom taky neměli pásku přes oči.
That we be open.
Abychom byli otevřeni.
One short question, please. How discuss about Krishna with Ugasand?
With who?
Ugasand, age 14.
Teenager.
With teenagers. How do you talk about Krishna with teenagers?
Krishna is a teenager.
Krishna is a teenager.
He's the perfect teenager.
Dokonalý teenager.
He's really the perfect teenager.
On je opravdu dokonalý.
So he never gets older than 15, 16.
A nikdy není starší než 15, 16.
But he's not awkward.
A není jako nemotorný.
You understand? Awkward. He knows everything.
Všechno ví.
You know, when you're 15, you want to know everything.
Když je člověku 15, tak by chtěl vědět všechno.
But Krishna actually knows everything.
Krishna skutečně ví všechno.
And he's the strongest.
Je taky nejsilnější.
And he's always tricking all the adults.
No, to všechny dospělé oklamat.
He's playing tricks on all the adults. And he's always having a party.
It
says that in the Bhagavatam that there's an eternal festival in the spiritual world.
It's
really a party. They're always going swimming. They're playing games. He even dances with the girls. Everything. If you really want to be a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long can you be a teenager here? Not very long. And you have to go to school. Right? And if you tried to have a fun all the time, you would just get in trouble. You have to become responsible. And you actually don't know very much. Right, you have to try to figure out who I am and where am I going and what am I doing. So why not get the real thing? All of us want to join an eternal adolescent party. And then as far as Mahaprabhu's mission, When you're a teenager, you tend to be very idealistic. When you get old, you get conservative. You usually lose some of your revolutionary edge. And then when you're young, you have a lot of energy. So that's a wonderful time to be part of Mahaprabhu's mission. Something to do with that idealistic energy. You know, the Hare Krishna movement was started by teenagers.
You know
that, right? We were mostly teenagers. I was 17. I mean, the oldest devotee in the temple was maybe
25.
That's how we started the movement. So this is a very good movement for teenagers. Is that
all
right? You can ask my grandson, he's 15. You can talk to him later, ask him. Anything else?
It's nice to think, well, what I would like to take care of and what I would like to do, but many, like, grandsons who are having their families have to take care of so many bills and this kind of concerns, and then plan accordingly. Well, okay, I would like to be a student or translating books only, but I also have to earn some more money, for the flight and for so many things. So,
right.
Já jsem říkal, že sice je pěkný, že bychom měli plánovat, co vlastně, jaký máme talenty, co bychom chtěli dělat, ale že často děláme, musí se stát, mám tolik účtenek a jak vlastně vydělám na tohle, a že to není jenom otázka, co bych chtěl dělat, ale co bych taky jako, jak si pořídit ty potřebné dolary. Dole jsou nouzová situace, běžný stav věcí a potom, co bychom si přáli, co je jako tížená věc. No a ty dvě bubliny jsou constitutional means, like...
Okay, so Prabhupada talks about how there's two main categories of duties.
Prabhupada mluví o dvou kategoriích povinností.
He calls them constitutional and conditional.
Jako konstituční, řekněme, a podmíněné.
Constitutional means of the soul.
Konstituční znamená, co se týká duše.
Those are the same for everybody.
A to je stejné pro všechny.
So what are those activities?
A co je to za činnosti?
Chanting.
Chanting. What else?
All spiritual activities.
Oh, what are they? Tell me what they are.
Reading.
Sadhana reading.
Chanting, služba.
Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu spravanam. And then there's three categories of those. Prabhupada explains in the
Gita.
So ordinary, your regular sadhana, emergency,
to jsou naléhavé situace,
and desired.
A potom, co je toužené, jako tížené.
So maybe you want to translate books.
Třeba byste chtěli překládat
knihy. Want to write poems.
Psát básně.
Something that's desired.
Něco, co bychom si přáli.
Then conditional activities are what we do for our livelihood if we're grihastas.
No, teď podmíněné činnosti, co děláme jako pro živobytí jako grihasta.
That we could say that's our varna.
Co je jako naše varna.
Then our activities in our ashram.
Naše činnosti v ashram.
Taking care of our wife, taking care of our husband, taking care of our children.
Starat se o ženu, o manžela, o děti.
If you're a brahmachari studying, if you're vanaprastha doing austerities, if you're a sannyasi purifying your existence,
sannyasi očišťuje svou existenci.
So we have ordinary activities, emergency activities, and desired activities. So let's say that because our varna here, this is includes varna and ashram. Let's say your varna is supposed to be what you love.
Vaše varna by měla být to, co máte rádi.
What you're really good at.
V čem jste dobrý.
What you have a talent for.
A pro co máte talent.
What makes you feel alive.
Co vám dává život.
It's like the food for your psychology.
Jako potrava pro vaši.
Just like in Ayurvedic medicine, there's different kinds of food for different body types.
Jako ayurvedická medicína doporučuje různé druhy potravy pro různé druhy těla.
So ideally, you should be able to do your nature as your livelihood. But maybe you can't do it immediately. So at least do that as your desired work. Like your hobby. Start with something. And then see how Krishna works. Do something. You can consider that your desired activity in constitutional work, or you can consider it your desired activity in conditional work.
Můžete to o tom uvažovat jako své tížené, jako utoužené činnosti, buď v konstituční oblasti, nebo v té podmíněné.
I have a very good friend who was working as a secretary.
Pracoval jako sekretář.
In a devotee project.
Jenom projekt vodaný.
And one time I said to her, are you happy here?
A já jsem jí říkala, teda, jsi tady šťastná?
She said, not really.
Ona říkala, no moc ne.
I said, why are you here?
Tak jsem říkala, proč tady jsi?
She said, I have to earn an income.
Tak no, musím mít nějaký příjem.
I said, if you could do anything you want, what would you do?
A kdyby jsi mohla dělat cokoliv chceš, co bys dělala?
She said, I would translate a lot of books from Bengali to English that nobody's translated. I said, why don't you just start doing that? And see what doors Krishna opens. And now that's what she's doing full time.
It
took maybe six, nine months. And doors just started opening for her. Somebody gave her a free house. It turned out there was somebody else who was interested in seeing these books translated. And agreed to pay for having it done. Now she's living very simply. But she's very happy. So start. Start it on the side.
Začněte to dělat bokem.
Do a little something.
Něco málo, trochu.
And if Krishna likes it,
a jestli se to Krishna bude líbit,
he'll reciprocate.
Tak na to bude reagovat.
He will.
No, on bude.
But you've got to do something.
Ale jenom něco musíte dělat.
You don't just sit there.
Jenom sedět.
I wish I could do something. When is Krishna going to give it to me?
A kdy mě to Krishna dá?
Start.
Začni.
It may take 10 years.
Může to zabrat 10 let.
It may take 20 years.
20 let.
It may take 2 weeks.
To taky 2 týdny.
But Krishna will bring you step by step to that.
Krishna vás tam krok za krokem přivede na to místo.
What time are we supposed to end?
Když jsme měli končit.
Well, like after 7:30.
Půl osmé.
Anything else?
Ještě něco další?
One of your main themes seems to be modern day kshatriya, right? And but when you start to talk about this, I realized I have no idea.
What a kshatriya does?
Yes, modern day kshatriya. You seem to be thinking more about it. A little more clue.
Co víc říct k tomu, jak by měl vypadat
something, you know, really truthful, fighting for truth, not being corrupted, and
There are some.
No, ale někteří to
věci.
Yes, I
do. Jo, pár znám.
Yes, I do. I know one who's a temple president.
Jeden, že byl temple president.
He collects a lot of money.
On dokáže sehnat spoustu peněz.
He spends the money on yagya.
Utrácí na yagyu.
And taking care of devotees.
A stará se o dary.
He really takes care of devotees. Not only in his temple. Takes care of lots of devotees. I know another one. Who's doing care for people in one of the holy dhams. He gives people education. And prasadam. Health care. He trains them up in an occupation.
Je trénuje pro zaměstnání.
And he doesn't make money. He collects money and he redistributes it.
Nevydělává peníze, ale prostě nějaký schání a pak je zase dostává.
Now neither of these people can collect money through taxes.
Nikdo z nich to nedělá přes daně.
Because they're not an official government person.
To nejsou lidi vlády.
Because kshatriya is supposed to be government.
Kšatria, to by měla být vláda.
So they're having to collect through charity.
Takže oni to vybírají na charitách. Na důvodech.
Now both of those people are big kshatriyas.
To jsou velcí kšatriové.
They're kind of like small kings.
Jsou to malí králové.
They're also fighters.
Taky bojovníci.
They don't fight with weapons.
Nebojují se zbraněmi.
But they're, how do you put this? They'll do it, whatever is necessary to make sure that people are taken care of. Both of these people have a very high standard of ethics and morals. And they're really into justice.
They
really want to make sure that everything is just and fair and legal and proper.
Záležit, aby všechno bylo spravedlivé, legální a v pořádku.
Now those are high level kshatriyas.
To jsou kšatriové na vysoké úrovni.
Lower level kshatriyas just basically are taking care of people.
Kšatriové na nižší úrovni se prostě starají o lidi.
So I also know a few other devotees, they've organized systems of care.
Mám pár dalších oddaných, kteří organizují systémy péče.
They're building things for medical care or education.
Co se týče lékařské péče, vzdělání.
So I know some of the person organizing the building all these schools in London. He's collecting money from the government and collecting money from charity. And he's organizing all these schools. And now he's working on making sure that people get their occupation.
No, taky pracuje na tom, aby určitě lidi mohli mít svoje zaměstnání.
Training teachers, training school leaders.
Trénuje učitele a vedoucí předávání školy.
And he's also, this is also a very ethical person.
Taky velice etická osoba.
And somebody really interested in justice.
Zajímá se o spravedlnost.
And he also is a fighter.
Taky bojovník.
Now he doesn't fight with weapons.
Nebojuje se zbraněmi.
But he fights.
Nebojuje.
He goes to the government meetings.
Chodí na setkání vlády.
He collects petitions.
A dává dohromady petice.
He organizes demonstrations.
Organizuje demonstrace.
He was the person who created the youth organization to fight the government to allow Bhaktivedanta Manor to continue to exist.
On uspořádal celou tu organizaci mladých, kteří bojovali s vládou za to, aby mohl pokračovat Bhaktivedanta Manor.
And they called their organization the Pandava Sena.
Nazvali tu organizaci Pandava Sena.
He started that organization.
Tak on to založil.
That was three people. I know more.
Takže to jsou tři a znám jich ještě víc.
So they have high ethics and collect money from Vaishya types of people that they want to give for the good cause.
Or they may sometimes collect from governments.
Oni mají jako dobrou etiku a vybírají ty peníze od vajšů nebo lidí vajšovského typu, kteří rádi podpoří dobrou věc, no a někdy taky vybírají.
They're not generating their own wealth.
Sami to bohatství nevytváří.
They're collecting and redistributing.
Oni to nějak schání od druhých a pak to zase distribuují.
And they're doing it for public welfare.
Dělají to na veřejně prospěšné činnost.
In relation to yagya. They're taking care of people.
Starají se o lidi.
They have an interest that people are engaged properly in their occupation.
Aby taky lidi byli dobře zaměstnaní ve své práci.
They have no tolerance for anybody being hurt or harmed in any way.
A netolerují, aby se komukoliv jakkoliv ubližoval.
If anybody's harmed, they become very fiery.
Jakmile někdo se někomu ubližuje, tak oni se úplně rozohní.
They're very determined, very courageous.
Jsou velice odhodlaní a odvážní.
The Vaishyas create wealth.
Vaishyové vytváří bohatství.
Does that give you some idea?
I think I know whom you are talking about.
Okay. I'm sure you may know some other people also.
Takže nějakou představu jste si udělali a jich znáte ještě víc takový.
These three people I'm talking about are all very high level.
Ty tři, o kterých mluvím, to jsou všechno na vysoké úrovni.
I mean, but a police officer is also kshatriya.
Jako policejní oficír je taky kshatriya.
That's at a much lower level.
Ale to je na nižší úrovni.
Just like there may be a brahmana who's running a university.
Nějaký brahmana může vést univerzitu.
And then there's another brahmana who's just copying the scriptures.
A jiný brahmana jenom opisuje písmo.
So different levels.
Jsou různé úrovně.
Do we need to end or people started to leave? This is like, okay, Arvinda, you should end. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up? What do we have scheduled now? Do we do another kirtan or how do you work this?
Yeah, usually this program is just kirtan program.
Just kirtan.
But we are.
Oh, so they. I am disturbing them because
no.
I'm interrupted the kirtan. Yes. Yes.
Když oddaní by měli právě ve zlatém věku být ve vládě, nebo spíš v tom smyslu, že lidi by měli následovat oddaní, protože ten, co se šel Prabhupád, chtěl, že oddaní vytvoří takovou kulturu, a lidi budou přitahovaní a budou přirozeně následovat.
She's often thinking of this, how people are supposed. Srila Prabhupada wanted, expected devotees to be such that they give guidance to people and attract people. Že přitahuje lidi, dávají vedení lidem.
A tak přemýšlím o tom, že vlastně proto, aby lidi byli přitahovaní, tak musí získat Krishna vědomí čistým způsobem.
And I'm often thinking, so that people can be attracted, they need to build Krishna consciousness in a pure way.
Takže ti, co předávají tohle poznání nebo to vedení, tak musí být čistí.
Therefore, those who are given this guidance, this knowledge, they need to be pure.
Jestli tohle je jako správný pochopení, protože...
Is it the right understanding?
Yes.
Že třeba dnešní ISKCON, když se tak podívám někdy, tak si říkám, wow, čemu ty lidi budou přitahovaní, když vidíme, že někdy spíš oddaní jsou naopak přitahovaní k té kultuře, kterou vlastně nám nabízí oni.
Sometimes I'm worried when I see present days devotees, that actually it seems that these devotees are themselves attracted to the culture of the outside world, so to speak. So what the people will be attracted to when they are getting example of this kind of devotees.
So we're very fortunate.
My máme velké štěstí.
Most of us only have to worry about ourselves.
Většina z nás si musí dělat starosti jen sám o sebe.
For most of us, that's a big job.
A už to je dost velká práce pro nás.
Some of us have to worry about our children.
Někdy se musíme starat o děti.
Maybe some of us are managing a project. We have to worry about others.
Někdy řídíme nějaký projekt, tak se musíme starat o druhé.
But mostly we have to worry about ourselves.
A většinou si musíme dělat starosti sami se sebe.
That's enough for me. That's enough work.
Pro mě aspoň už to je samo o sobě dost práce.
And what is my service?
Co je moje služba?
We're servants.
Jsme služebníci.
I once went to a devotee complaining about something.
Někdo si oddaný na něco stěžoval.
And he said to me, Urmila, is that your service?
Řekl mi, je to tvoje služba?
And I had to stop and think, well, maybe not.
Já jsem si musela zastavit a říkala jsem si, aha, možná ne.
What services have I been given?
Jakou službu, jaká služba mě byla dána?
Is it my service to worry about whether this person or that person is attracted by the material energy?
Mám si dělat starosti s tím, jestli toho nebo toho přitahuje hmotná energie?
Probably most of us have some attraction for the material energy.
Možná většina z nás je nějak trochu přitahována.
Otherwise we would be experiencing transcendental ecstasy 24 hours a day.
Bychom zažívali transcendentální extázi 24 hodin denně.
So if we're not experiencing transcendental ecstasy 24 hours a day,
tak jestli nezažíváme transcendentální extázi 24 hodin denně,
which is our natural position as a soul,
což je naše přirozená pozice duše,
then I must be dancing with Maya.
Tak musím tancovat s Mayou.
Somehow.
Nějakým způsobem.
Subtly, grossly.
Buď to subtilně nebo hrubo.
So that's also expected.
Tak to se
you know, we're all in a prison.
Jsme všichni ve vězení.
This is a reform program for criminals in the prison.
To je tady nápravný program pro zločince ve vězení.
So we're not surprised when the criminals in the prison still have criminal tendencies.
Takže není divu, když ty vězňové kriminálníci pořád mají ještě nějaké kriminální tendence.
That's expected.
To se dá čekat.
Better look at what's good.
Lepší se dívat na to, co je dobré.
And you know, in the prison, prisoners who are in the reform program can also be helping the other prisoners. That's part of how we become pure. Srila Prabhupada didn't say, first become in Krishna Prema and then you can preach.
Prabhupada říkal, nejdřív musíte být na úrovni Krishna prémie, pak můžete kázat.
Otherwise I have to leave now.
Jinak to bych musel hnedka odjet.
Because I can't say anything anymore.
To bych neměl co říct.
He told us, you will please Krishna by preaching.
Budete těšit Krishnu kázání. Nám říkal.
That's how we're going to fall in love with Krishna.
Takhle
se zamilujeme do Krishny.
It's part of our process.
To je součást našeho procesu.
So celebrate whatever we do that is pure.
Takže oslavujeme cokoliv z toho, co děláme, co je čisté.
Prabhupada said you fan the spark.
Prabhupada říkal, ovívejte, dýchejte na tu jiskřičku.
Just like a child learning how to walk.
Když se děcko učí chodit.
Who here has had a who here is a parent? Anybody
a parent? Kdo má nějaké děti?
Okay, so you saw how children learn how to walk?
Když se učili chodit.
Do they just get up one day and run?
Probíhá to tak, že jednoho dne vstanou a začnou utíkat.
Do they do that?
Dělají to tak.
No. What do they do?
Co dělají?
Fall down.
They fall down a lot.
Jako docela dost se napadají.
They get big bruises.
Výzvy,
first they just try to stand up. That can take weeks. Usually they're holding on to something.
Většinou se něčeho drží.
And sometimes they stand up just in the middle of the floor from the beginning.
Někdy jen taky naprostřed podlahy vstanou.
But usually that takes a long time.
A většinou to trvá jako dlouho.
And you get very excited.
No a teď jste z toho úplně vzrušen.
As soon as your child stands up for one second,
se postaví na sekundu.
You're calling your parents.
Zavoláte rodičům.
Or nowadays you're putting the pictures on Facebook. He just stood up for one second.
Na sekundu se vstal.
And again he's fallen down.
No, to zase spadne.
And the child gets excited also.
No, i toto dítě to je zrušené.
Child stands up.
Jenom se postaví.
And then they take one step.
Pokud dělají jeden krok.
And they fall.
A spadnou.
But you're having a celebration.
A vy to oslavujete.
The mother and the father and the older brothers and sisters.
Maminku, tátu, a zavoláte bratry,
sestry. They say, yay, look, she's walking. She's walking. She just took one step. So we need to be kind to ourselves and we need to be kind to each other. Could you imagine with the parents? Yeah, you just stood up for one second. You're still spending all the time on the floor. What a useless child.
I mean,
your child would have to go into therapy. So Krishna is our father. Aham Bija Pradapita. He's our father.
Krishna on je náš otec.
And he also has a celebration if we just stand up for one second.
No, on to slaví taky, když se jenom na sekundu postaví.
He gets so excited.
It's
a whole party. All the acharyas are so excited. If we just take three steps, all the acharyas are excited. So when we look at ourselves, celebrate the time we stand up and we walk. Don't worry about the time that we're on the floor. And you'll even get bruises. Some children have bruises for months. From falling and walking into things. Doesn't matter. Walking is natural. And for others also, be kind to others. We tend to overlook all of our own attachments. Well, but I'm trying to be a devotee. And then we look with a magnifying glass at the attachment of others. And then it's hard to be in the association of devotees. Sometimes you feel like you're a little germ under a microscope. You feel like that? With a spotlight on you. And a video camera. And a microphone. And somebody's waiting for you to mess up. It gets exhausting. You know, then we all have to pretend to be perfect. It gets tiring pretending to be perfect. It's exhausting.
You
know? That's not spiritual life. So please don't do that to yourself and please don't do that to others.
Prosím vás, tohle to nedělejte ani sami sobě, ani druhým.
Raghunath Das Goswami in Manushiksha says that the greatest impediment to spiritual life is deceit.
Raghunath Das Goswami říkal, největší překážkou v duchovním životě je podvádění, klam.
And humility means total honesty.
Pokora znamená naprostá upřímnost.
Now that doesn't mean we tell everybody all of our problems.
To neznamená, že všem musíme říkat o všech svých problémech.
Nobody's really interested anyway.
Toho stejně nikoho moc nezajímá.
But at least tell ourselves, you know, be honest with myself.
Aspoň sami k sobě musíme být poctiví.
Be honest with Krishna.
Ke Krishna.
That I'm just trying.
Tak já se prostě jenom snažím.
I'm always failing.
No, pořád jako selhávám.
Like one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, sometimes we fall into Maya.
Jako jeden údajný říkal Prabhupada, někdy padáme Prabhupada do Máji.
Prabhupada said, no, you're always in Máji.
Prabhupada said, jste pořád v Máji.
He said, sometimes you fall into Krishna.
Někdy trochu spadnete ke Krishna.
So, you know, if 5 minutes in the day you were really meditating on Krishna, then celebrate.
Tak jestli 5 minut za den skutečně meditujete o Krišnovi, jak to oslavujete.
I mean, those of us who are really strict about the external things.
Ti z nás, kdo jsou hodně striktní ohledně vnějších
věcí. We can be very proud.
A můžeme být velice pyšní.
I always get my rounds done.
Já vždycky dospěl své kolo.
I strictly follow the four religious principles. I take care of my duties every day.
Každý den se starám o božstva.
Do you cry when you chant?
A pláčeš, když zpíváš?
Is your heart melting?
No, roztéká se ti srdce.
Are you remembering Krishna's lotus feet every minute of the day?
Vzpomínáš na Krishnovy lotosové nohy každou minutu, ne?
Do you ever get angry at somebody unnecessarily?
A nikdy se nehněváš na
někoho? Do you ever neglect anybody?
Nikoho neopravuješ?
Nikoho neopravuješ?
Do you ever hurt anybody's feelings?
Nikomu neublížuješ ničím emocím?
Let's be real.
Tak buďme realisti.
And then only can you can only go to Krishna from a position of honesty.
Jedině z té poctivé upřímné pozice může mít ke Krishna.
You cannot have a dishonest relationship with Krishna.
Nemůže mít s Krishnou neupřímný, nepoctivý vztah.
So if I really look in the mirror,
když se podívám do zrcadla,
and I really see who I am,
a vidím doopravdy, kdo jsem,
I have nothing to say about anybody else.
Tak už nemám co říct o nikom jiném.
And the longer I go in Krishna consciousness, the worse that gets.
A čím dál pokračuji se v Krishna, tím to je horší.
You know, when I first read Bhagavad Gita, I thought, oh, I'm in the mode of goodness on this one, and I'm in the mode of goodness on this one.
Čím jsem poprvé četla Bhagavad Gita, jsem říkal, tady to znamená, že spadám na tu kvalitu dobrá, tady v tom taky jsem v kvalitě dobrá.
And now when I read the Bhagavad Gita, I just get embarrassed.
Když čtu Bhagavad Gita, tak se jenom stydím, se cítím trapně.
It's really embarrassing. You know, Krishna says these are the qualities of a devotee.
Krishna říká, tyhle jsou vlastnosti
oddaného. I don't have any of them.
A já nemám ani jednu.
And I'm just, thanks for keeping me around.
No, děkuji, že si mě tady vůbec jako nechal, mě tady strpíš.
I don't know why you haven't thrown me out.
Se tím, že jsi mě ještě nevyhodil.
I'm so grateful you keep
to
me around.
Vděčná,
give me some service to do.
Mě tady to hleduješ a dáváš.
Even let me talk about you.
A necháš mě o tobě mluvit dokonce.
Because even though we're so filled with all this garbage,
když jsme plní všech těch
hovadí, if we really look in our heart,
když se podíváme do svého srdce,
we're all full of envy,
jsme plní závistí,
and greed,
a chamtivosti,
and anger,
a hněvu,
and pride,
a píchy,
and all other kinds of really not nice things.
A další věci, které nejsou.
And we think I'm doing a service for Krishna.
A myslím si, no já dělám tu službu pro Krishna. No, ale ty to neděláš.
I'm doing it for my prestige.
Já to dělám pro svou slávu.
Or so you give me some prasadam.
Nebo bych dostal prasadam.
No. But we still like Krishna.
Pořád.
Máme
rádi Krishna.
We actually really like Krishna.
Máme vlastně rádi Krishna.
Isn't that nice?
Je to pěkný.
Because how can you not like Krishna?
To jak byste mohli nemít rádi Krishna?
He's so likable.
On je tak jako pomilovaný.
I mean, he's fun.
To je legrace.
He's just dancing and playing musical instruments.
On tancuje a hraje muziku.
And having all these fun adventures.
Ty různý ty legrační dobrodružství zažívá.
How can you not like it?
Tak byste ho mohli nemít rádi.
So that's enough.
Tak to stačí.
Has to be enough.
To musí stačit.
It's all we have.
To je to, co máme.
To je to, co máme.
What else do we have?
Co víc ještě máme.
Prabhupada himself would say, he'd say, I'm not pure.
Prabhupada sám mi říkal, já nejsem čistý.
But I'm just giving you the message.
Ale prostě vám dávám to poselství.
He said, I have faith in the holy name.
Ale mám víru ve svaté jméno.
When Prabhupada once was talking about Varnashram,
jednou Prabhupada mluvil o Varnashramě.
And the reporter said, so you are a first class man.
A reporter říkal, takže vy jste člověk té první třídy.
Prabhupada said, no, I'm fifth class.
A on říkal, jsem páté třídy.
Because I'm even serving the fourth class.
Co já té čtvrté třídě sloužím.
So that's the mood of a devotee.
Taková je návada oddané.
Also, if we find fault in others,
když vidíme chyby na druhých,
Krishna may do something you don't like.
Krishna může udělat něco, co se vám nebude líbit.
Be careful.
Dávejte pozor.
He'll show you how you also have faults.
On ukáže, že vy sami taky máte chyby.
Now, if you're a manager,
pokud je někdo manažer,
if you're a parent,
rodič,
if you're a teacher,
učitel,
if you're a guru,
guru,
you have to find the faults in your dependents.
Musí nacházet chyby na těch, co jsou pod ním.
But that's loving.
Ale to je s láskou.
And that's your service.
A to je služba.
I've also learned something.
Jsem se taky něco naučila.
It's not so easy to tell who's really got a taste for Krishna consciousness.
Není snadné říct, kdo má opravdu chuť pro vědomí Krishna.
Don't be so quick to judge people.
Tak neposuzujte lidi tak rychle.
Sometimes the people with the big profile who look really good, they're not.
Někdy lidi, kteří vypadají, jak jsou na úrovni, jak dobře, jak nejsou až tak.
And sometimes the little person who seems a little eccentric, they're actually a great devotee.
Někdo, kdo je nenápadný, ale přitom jako různě výstřední v různých oborech, tak může být velký odem.
This is explained in the fifth canto.
O tom se mluví v pátém zpěvku.
When Maharaj Raghuna could not recognize Jatabharat.
Maharaj Raghuna nezeznal Jatabharata.
When he finally recognized him.
He
said the great devotees are often wandering in disguise. Or as small children. So just like Jayananda, he was washing the pots. He was taking out the trash. He was buying the boga. And Prabhupada said we should celebrate his disappearance day like that of any great
Vaishnava.
So you don't know. I've been very surprised sometimes. Who is it who's really falling in love with
Krishna?
It's not always so obvious. It can be the married woman with a child who's a professional doctor. And goes to work wearing a business suit. And when she chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Balaram appear in her room. Meditate on babies walking. go find a baby learning how to walk and watch them.
I just say it in Czech.
Go ahead.
No, já jsem mluvila o tom, co ten druhý jako extrém, když člověk jakoby tak prostě se usadí v takový jako beznaději, že prostě jako to stejně na to nemám, prostě to nezvládám a pořád prostě jako přicházejí ty poklesky a všechno, tak Urmila Prabhu říkala, že má člověk meditovat o tom, jak se dítě učí chodit, právě jak má být pán.
Actually, Rupa Goswami compares bhakti to a baby learning how to walk.
Rupa Goswami přirovnává bhakti k tomu, jak se dítě učí chodit.
So if you feel discouraged, find some friend who has a child about 1 year old.
Najdi si přítelkyni, která má tak roční dítě.
And go visit them.
Chodí s ním na návštěvu.
Watch the child.
Dívej se na to děcko.
They never get discouraged.
Oni se nenechají odradit.
They even get bruises.
Když mají šrámy.
They don't get discouraged.
Tak se nenechají odradit.
Or a child learning how to talk.
Není mluvit.
Look, we all did that.
My jsme všichni tím prošli.
We all learned how to walk, right? Everybody knows
how to walk.
We all learned how to talk.
Všichni jsme se učili mluvit.
So we know how to be encouraged.
Tak víme, jak to je být povzbuzený.
To do something very difficult.
Do toho, abychom dělali něco těžkého.
Where you start out with, you know, a 98% failure rate.
Začnete s 98% neúspěchu.
We all have experience.
Všichni s tím máme zkušenost.
So we all have that capability.
Máme všichni tu schopnost.
And loving Krishna is also natural.
Milovat Krishnu je taky přirozené.
It's not an artificial imposition on the mind.
Není to nějaký umělý výplod mysli.
It's the natural state of the living entity.
Přirozený stav živé bytosti.
You can also find a good friend.
Můžeš si najít dobrou přítelkyni.
Just like the parents are excited when the child is learning how to walk and talk.
Jsou děti zrušené, jak se, teda rodiče zrušené, jak se dítě učí mluvit a chodit.
We all need at least one cheerleader in our life.
Potřebujeme někoho, nějakého povzbuzovače, jako
rozteskávače.
You know, in the sporting games, they always have the go team, go! All of us, make sure you have at least one person in your life who's a cheerleader.
Potřebujeme aspoň jednoho člověka v životě, který nás bude povzbuzovat.
That's what we're supposed to do for each other. That's terrible, but that's what we're supposed to do for each other.
Yes.
That's what our society is for. I don't want to say anything more about that. I really don't. It's so discouraging. That's what we're supposed to do for each other. That's what husband and wife are supposed to do for each other. It's why we have the society. That's why we go through all the trouble. Building temples, renting a hall, getting all this equipment. That's the whole purpose of it. Wow! You just took 3 steps! Woohoo!
Wow, this is your 3 kroky desk.
Someday. Yes. You wanted to say yes.
Як мусі справді ховати собі одданий, гдиш на нього оточі.
What is одданий?
Ну, оточі,
гдиш на нього оточі. Як справді мусі ховати собі одданий, гдиш на нього ніякий оток? Яким способом? Як
мусі? От одданих оток не було.
От одданих такі, може бути.
Ще
одданий. Просто.
Мисі спіш як словні, не ще.
Словні або і фізичні.
Ну, словні. Словні, нібо ментальні, нібо ніякі.
Like, she's asking what a devotee should do, how they should behave, or she will react when there's some attack on him or her, or verbally or mentally, some pressure, or even physical attack by someone, or even by devotees sometimes. Like, what should a devotee do?
That's a whole other seminar. We'll have to come back and do that.
So we'll have to come back and do that.
Can I summarize a 2-hour seminar? Can you protect yourself?
Můžeš se ochránit?
Can you leave?
Můžeš utéct?
You can ask Krishna, do I ever treat anybody else this way?
Můžeš se zeptat Krishna, schovala jsem se já ke všem ostatním dobře?
Please reveal to me any time that I'm also don't treat others nice.
Prosím tě, vyjev mi taky, kdy já se nechovám dobře ke druhým.
Ask Krishna what he wants you to learn from this.
Ano, se zeptej Krishna, co chce, aby se z toho naučila.
and ask Krishna that the other person can be rectified without suffering.
A taky žádej Krishnu, aby se ta druhá osoba by mohla být napravena bez trpení.
Don't wish any harm for your so-called enemy.
A nepřeji svému takzvanému nepříteli žádné trpení, žádné bolest.
Otherwise, according to Dharma the bull, then you're just as bad.
Jinak prostě budeš volat na býka dharmu a budeš stejně špatná jako on.
You don't like that.
A to by se
That's směl. Scary.
To je hruze strašné.
Should I take 2-3 more minutes for this?
Ještě nějaké 2-3 minuty tady tomu?
Yes? Yes. No? We're going to sleep?
Vy budete spát?
You don't care? Yes? No? Yes? No? Yes?
Určitě ano?
No? Yes? No? Okay.
Yes.
So, how many of you have learned something wonderful from a very difficult, painful experience?
Kdo z vás se naučil něco úžasného z nějaké náročné, bolestivé zkušenosti?
Okay. How many of you have learned something wonderful through a happy, joyful experience?
Kdo z vás se naučil něco úžasného z radostné, šťastné události?
Which would you prefer?
Co byste radši?
The second one.
Okay. So Suniti tells Dhruva,
Suniti říkala Dhruvovi,
do not wish harm for anyone.
Nikomu nepřeji, aby trpěl.
If you wish harm for anyone,
když budeš přát někomu, aby mu bylo ublíženo,
you will suffer that from that same thing.
Tak stejnou věc budeš trpět sám.
So if someone hurts you,
někdo ti ublíží,
in any way,
nějakým způsobem,
they need to learn a lesson.
Tak oni se potřebují něco naučit.
Okay.
Je to tak?
How do you want them to learn their lesson?
A teď jak chceš, aby se to naučili?
That's how you will learn your lessons.
Tak se budete sami učit.
Wish for them what you want for you.
Přejte druhým, co přejete sami sobě.
And then more and more of your lessons will be joyful ones.
A pak víc a víc po naučení pro vás bude radostný.
It's very powerful.
To je velice mocné.
By the way, that's called forgiveness.
Tomu se říká taky schopnost odpouštět.
I have a question going back to the discussion of seeing our mistakes and lack of purity in ourselves. Is that also that sometimes that our proudness, like when you're full of pride, prevent us spreading Krishna consciousness and preaching, because sometimes it seems to me that we take a kind of position that we are better than others, that we love this, and it seems to me that if you go close, like inside society and be more human as such, you can do a better job.
Do you want to say all that in Czech?
And also, I don't mean that we should go over our principles or what we follow in the devotees, but just being close to other people and understand their problems and their mistakes, like I mean, the society out of this kind.
Can you say all that in Czech?
That's right. I'm not Czech myself.
Oh, you want to translate that?
I'm sorry.
I don't really collect.
Takže já jsem se chtěla vrátit té diskuzi o tom, jak mluvil Mázec, že někdy nevidíme ti svoje jako nedostatky. Tak jsem se chtěla zeptat, jestli není nevypícha nám například, že v tom bychom rozšiřovali Krishna vědomí a aby jsme kázali lidem, protože někdy se mi zdá, že kdybychom přišli jako blíž k tým ostatním lidem, mimo ISKCON, že bychom dosáhli jako větší výsledky. No myslím tím, že bychom museli jít přes naše principy, nebo je jako porušovat, ale v smyslu bychom byli mohli víc jakoby lidský a měli víc pochopení jako pro jejich nedostatky.
So yes, a preacher is going to be more effective if they're humble.
Kazatel bude činnější, bude výkonný, bude pokorný.
And if they're authentic.
Autentický.
And Krishna says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that we should understand others and understand their difficulties and their pains and pleasures.
V 6. kapitole Gita Krishna říká, že bychom měli chápat druhé a jejich těžkosti a radosti bolesti.
Of course we have to be very careful with whom we are closely associated.
Musíme být opatrní, s kým budeme mít blízkou společnost.
As Prabhupada would say, you have to catch the big fish without getting wet.
Chytte velkou rybu, aniž byste se namočili.
Be very careful. Karna guna sangasya. We become whoever we associate with, we become like that.
Buďte hodně opatrní, s kým se stýkáme, takový se stáváme.
So we have to be careful. I think we should end now.
Yeah.
Yes, it's time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.